1057 CFW.
If you're feeling low,
105.7 CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW. Woo! The Valley's fun music. .57 CFW.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Irish sailor. I'll start to have my own fun.
Keep up, but we're not stopping yet. The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Nice and quiet overnight with a mostly clear sky, 66 degrees and light southeast winds. Sunshine and 91 for Thursday. Friday, we'll have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Once again, high temperatures near 90, and storms will continue Friday night. Right now, it's 73.
CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
We don't.
This is 105.7 CFW. These are the songs that made radio great.
Oh, so great.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Food, snacks, and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
To you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight
1057 CFW.
Cause he's now welcome misery and pain.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Pleasant Valley. This is 105.7 CFW.
For affection. See what I'm saying? I ain't playing. Stop delaying, girl, and make me your natural selection.
You're crazy. I don't know about you, but I think I like you.
Oh, sorry. Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
CBS News Brief. A tornado watch is up for parts of western Oklahoma after dangerous storms tore through parts of Texas. Val Castor is a News 9 storm traffic.
The people down here in Matador, Texas definitely need your prayers. They're looking for an RV with two people in it that was parked right next to the Dollar General. It's gone. It's just completely gone. Two people were in it.
The U.S. Coast Guard still searching for that missing submersible. Jamie Frederick is a U.S. Coast Guard captain.
Yesterday, a Canadian P-3 detected underwater noises in the search area. As a result, ROV operations were relocated in an attempt to explore the origin of the noises. Although the ROV searches have yielded negative results, they continue.
A CBS News poll shows many Americans feel discrimination due to race is still an issue.
Most Americans think racism remains a problem in America today, and majorities say there is at least some discrimination against Black, Hispanic, and Asian people.
CBS's Jennifer DePinto. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands